Thanks for coming to the airport. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Good program to get everybody here. It's not everybody.
It's not everybody.
Three years ago, Beacon, this wouldn't happen.
Beacon came out of the blue.
Yeah.
I'd never even heard of them. They came to our office in Albany.
Right.
And met with my staff even. And I said they wanted to come down and get involved. I said, well, yeah, let's do it. So we really put this together in like 3 weeks.
How do you feel overall about the fact that you kind of bitch about the fact that Seneca wasn't one of the, was it five Finger Lakes? Are you satisfied that what they have done as a substitute is going to be effectively as good? Or are you still...
My preference would be that Seneca and Cuca were, and Canandaigua for Pam Helming, were part of the pilot lakes. I've sat down at length with DEC. They've explained their thinking of getting distinct bodies of water, geographies, water volumes, and the things, and to come up with diverse plans to try to then extrapolate and apply it to other similar bodies of water. And I'm satisfied with that. I think they're doing it. I think we're on the right direction. I understand you can't have a pilot project on every lake in the state.
Right. But what it means is, Seneca apparently does not have the those plans that were developed, 100 pages or so for each one of is there effectively the same thing for Seneca, or will there be?
There is the available funding, even through that initial $60 million tranche, as well as the other infrastructure monies. Because even before the $2.5 billion bond act, we were doing $300 to $400 million a year just on water quality infrastructure. And then we decided to do a five-year program. I'm confident that when this group we got working here between Cuca Lake and Seneca Lake, they're working together and come up with a 9.9 element plan, that we will be able to access funding for that.
Let me skip to Greenidge for a second. I know there's still an issue with the entrainment. I know that lawsuits over that and everything, and it's been a couple years since I think the DEC came out with a neg deck on that, and they didn't need to worry about a full environmental impact statement. How do you feel about the fact that the entrainment still isn't happening, and it is technically a violation of the Clean Water Act? It's been a couple of years. What needs to happen?
I don't know, because I got to tell you, I'm not up to speed on that now. Yeah, and I would like to know more. So if you can give me more information on it, I can certainly look into that. But I got to tell you, I'm not knowledgeable enough on it right now to give you.
It's sort of one of the real sticking points in two lawsuits. One of them is over the air permits for Greenidge, and the other is over the water permits for Greenidge. The air permits lawsuit is at the appellate level right now. The other one is still at the Supreme Court level. But it is sort of a sticking point in both of those cases, the fact that there is no entrainment yet. And I think it's very unusual for a power plant like this to have no entrainment at all. It's a violation of the Clean Water Act, and it's been that way for a couple of years. And I guess, you're the head of the Senate committee. I mean, it's been a couple of years since
nobody's asked me specifically about that in quite some time.
Right.
So I'm certainly going to take a look at it. But I knew the litigation was moving forward. But
right.
As far as the entrainments, I'm not up to speed on it.
I did come across, I'll let you go in just a sec, but I came across a meeting that you were at in the early stages of getting regulation done on Greenidge back in, I think it was March of 2015. And at that meeting, I mean, you had a couple people from the governor's office, you had Martins, you had Sagos, you had several people, and you were also there. I'm just wondering, in what capacity are you in a meeting like that where you have sort of the company going at the governor's office? Are you there as the chairman of the environment committee, or
I wasn't. If I'm recalling the meeting you're talking about, I don't believe I was chairman of the environmental conservation committee.
I think you were
at the time.
I think you were. I think it was in March. I think you started, I think, in January of 2015. So you've been on it for 6 or 8 weeks, probably, not for long.
Okay. I was at that meeting as a representative of the district where the plant is located. I had been involved in efforts to get Greenidge re-permitted at the time, before long before that meeting. For several years that process was going on, and DEC was going back and forth, can we revive the old permit or not? And they ultimately said no, they wouldn't revive the old permit. And you know, the timeline of that meeting and everything else, I don't recall that.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. But no, I was just wondering what role you would be in, because I mean, obviously you're involved with Barclay Damon. It's a big case for them. They're still involved with it, you know, years later. And it, you know, I'm just wondering, is your role?
That's the meeting I'm thinking of, and there was a representative of Barclay Damon at that meeting.
A couple of them, yeah.
That at that moment in time, I did not know that Barclay Damon. I don't think I was in the firm then.
Well, you hadn't merged yet.
We had, and when that came up at the meeting, when the one person introduced themselves, I forget his name, who was there, I was like, I gotta say, you know, I wasn't aware that they were coming. I wasn't aware that the firm was even working on the Greenidge project at that time.
Right.
And I disclosed that to everybody sitting at the room at that moment.
Okay.
I was there more of an advocate for the property tax base in this region, for the value that that plant has, both in jobs and in property tax base.
Right, right. Okay, and one very quick last thing. On your disclosure form, you talk about, you know, you have the side work with the various counties. The one that I was curious about was Dutchess, because the last couple of years you've done a lot of work in Dutchess. Can you say any more about what that is?
It was...
Had to do with cricket? The power plant there?
No, nothing. No. It had to do with resource recovery issues. In it, I was involved in helping set up that client relationship with the firm for my friendship and relationship with Mark Molinaro, the county executive. Helped us get a meeting to interview for that work. So
that what company is that with, that resource recovery?
I don't know. I don't know, but the firm was representing the county, not the company. Okay. Is my understanding.
Okay. All right. So the fact that you're getting $50,000 a year from this, does it have to do with because you generated the work, legal work?
Yeah, it's called originations.
So it's so basically the 50 is an origination fee.
Well, it's a percentage of fees that are billed. That's the way originations work.
And you can't give me any more details about exactly what it is? I mean, who is the client?
I can give you a call back.
Okay.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah. I'll email you a little bit of information about the entrainment stuff, too. And I don't know if there's anything else to say about it. But it goes on, and I guess it's ultimately going to be decided in the courts. I mean, I think at the appellate level, we'll probably decide in the next, I'd say, 2 months.
Okay.
So,
what do you do with your ankle?
I did this foot last year, and I have two bad bunions and just a strange structure to my foot, and I wanted to be able to be mobile. So,
my father was on one of those about 14 years ago. He had an ankle fusion.
Uh-huh.
So, and that worked for a good long time, but now the smaller joints around the ankle are.
Don't tell me that.
They're all
stressed. Don't tell me that. This is supposed to save me.
But I just want to be clear. I'm not being evasive on the answer.
No, you're not.
I don't know.
Well, I'll email you. Maybe we'll get some more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Good job. Good job to get it going.